Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
To see Chris Porter across the country, it's chrisportercomedy.com. This is his tour dates. But to see him here in Omaha this weekend, just go to funnyboneomaha.com, and he's with us this morning. Welcome. Thanks for getting up early. I know it's tough getting up when you're doing a show.
Appropriately, he joined us during the segment about douchebags.
Yes, he did.
Hey. Yes, he did. Hey. That's fair. Let's be honest. That's fair.
And he tweets at I am Chris Porter. I retweeted your Royals
Hey, man.
Love this morning.
Just 72 and 10. That's all we need for the back half.
72 and 10 the back half. It's possible.
It's possible. Never been done before.
Even the 27 Yankees said, we can't do that.
The last team to do that was the Bulls.
Yeah.
So I think we might be.
And that was the whole season.
Hey, MJ, you want to play some more baseball? We're going to need a.
You might need Bo Jackson to come back too for the Royals.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, get George Brett back out there.
The old timers game.
Hey, George, try not to poop yourself this time.
Was it George Brett that pooped himself on the flight? You're on?
No.
He's about 70 now.
You've seen the famous interview, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Classic.
It is great.
Oh, straight water twice a year. I'm good for 2 a year. I'm like, you are 40, bro. You need to see a doctor.
Was on this date in 1994. You might remember where you were when O.J. Simpson offered a reward of $500,000 to or for the capture of the wife's real killer.
The safer bet was never put down.
Yeah, right?
I don't even know why he said $500,000. He could have said, I'll offer you $10 million.
Why did he take $500,000 and take from his right hand and put it in his left hand? I don't understand that.
I mean, he could have just said, a quadrillion dollars. Because he knew it was safe.
Yeah.
I'll give the guy that killed my wife everything I own.
There you go. He was, oh my God, he really means it.
Oh, yeah. Man.
We gotta go find the real killer.
That paperwork will be short.
Man. That was brutal.
And it was on this date in 1984 where Miss America, Vanessa Williams, was asked to resign by pageant officials because nude photos of Williams surfaced in Penthouse magazine. She surrendered her title 3 days later and got it back a couple of years ago.
Lesbian kisses, and it ruined her career. Although she's still famous and had a hell of a career.
It was more than lesbian kisses. There was one shot, I recall. She was in between the legs of a young lady.
That still qualifies.
Yeah. Chick was sitting on a chair.
That is just sub-equator kisses.
Yeah.
And she was a very talented woman and had a great career. Still does. I saw her recently. I forget where she's at. Right. I don't know what she's on right now, but I know she's on something.
I think she's on Trump's staff.
Yeah. Right? No. That's Amorosa. They got rid of her.
No, she's gone too. Yeah.
Bristol Palin, you're familiar with her.
Yes.
She's going to be on TV. You're going to be able to watch her.
No, I'm not.
Unfortunately.
You're going to be able to watch
to
her.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to watch her when you are watching MTV's Teen Mom OG.
Yeah, I was excited about this because what this
original?
What this means is we're not too far from Backdoor Bristol.
Yeah. Yeah, like Farrah.
That's the next stage. After you do Teen Mom.
You're taking the butt.
You do the back door.
Well, she is. Bristol is replacing Farrah Abraham, who got fired from the show.
Yep. Back door to Bristol. Coming soon.
And I will
watch
it. Pays the
bills. I'll watch that.
Yeah.
I will watch it.
Butt sex, sure.
And rewind it.
Yeah, watch it again. The
But if you want to be a...
Shut up.
If you want to be a teen mom, you can't be exclusively back door.
No, that's just science.
Yeah.
That's just pure science right there. You should be wearing a lab coat when you say that.
No, as long as I got a voucher. As long as I got a voucher like Chris. Join Chris for one of his witty retorts on stage tonight.
Witty retorts, exactly.
Yeah.
The butt sex is over?
Yeah, it is.
Harvey Weinstein's legal counsel
has quit.
Claims that Harvey and Ashley Judd had an agreement to let him touch her. The LA Times is reporting
the pickle
that Weinstein had a bargain that would allow him to touch Judd if she won an Academy Award in one of his films.
So he's actually putting that out there?
No.
That's okay?
No.
Yeah.
The information was revealed as his attorneys are looking to get a federal judge to drop her defamation lawsuit against him. She called the incident a mock bargain and a way to exit the situation. Mm-hmm. She claims Weinstein ruined her career after she rejected him at the Peninsula Hotel in Beverly Hills.
You know what? We talked about her before because she is a piece of crap. And her career, she went away for a while because she was the it girl in a lot of movies.
Yep.
Now, granted, I understand that women get older in acting and they just get rid of them. They just don't get the roles like they used to. But she went away real quick. Yeah. And it all makes a little sense.
Right.
Now,
the other one that spoke out against him that went away real quick, too, I thought she was real talented. She's back now.
Right.
Mira Sorvino.
Yeah. Well, they're both back a little bit. Exactly. Yeah.
She touched my peppy Steve.
Yeah, but they both went away for a while.
That's my favorite one.
Right about the peaks of their career.
What bet did he make with Molly Ringwald there? Because she fell off a planet.
She touched my peppy Steve.
All right. Hog Wild Barbecue in the house.
Let's see. Even in the United States, apparently Green Day's American Idiot is back up to number 23 on the Billboard Hot Rocks Songs chart this week.
He's our idiot, so of course it's got to be. Did it get number one in Britain?
I'm not sure if it got to number one like they wanted it to.
They released it. Went over
they tried to. I don't know if it actually happened.
Yeah.
You did hear it at several of the protests in the UK.
That song could be number one for the next 100 years.
You know, Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
History will say that. Right. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know what I love is they wrote that about Bush.
I know they did.
Too. And now I'm like, let's get him back.
Thank you.
He's so much better than we thought he was.
Now let's bring Nixon back. I was too young to remember how about
let's bring back Taft.
Apparently, if you put the word idiot into Google Images search engine.
And you did yesterday. What comes up?
Donald Trump.
Move on.
Okay. Starbucks is opening. Okay, I have a question about this. Starbucks is opening its first U.S. sign language location in Washington, D.C. They say the store is going to be staffed with 20 to 25 deaf, hard of hearing, and hearing employees from around the country who know fluent sign language.
Got it.
They say this is part of their commitment to inclusion, accessibility, and diversity.
So what's the question?
What?
Can you go in there and...
There's one store where they're doing this?
You would think they'd be,
DC's the only place where this is going to be helpful to them?
Maybe also, deaf people haven't figured out the app yet? What are you ordering when you get there for? What are you, stupid? What are you, like, lines? Come on. What are you, deaf and stupid? You order before you get there. You walk in.
That's
you
they write down the cup. Course. They write that down, the cup, that thing right there. How do you spell that? How do you spell that? Get it right on the cup. That is so wrong. I knew Tony was going to go there, and I knew I was going to say that, so I apologize.
To the Jews.
To the Jews.
It's about time someone did.
The Brady Bunch home is up for sale.
We were just talking about this yesterday. You're talking about how people are standing in line and much traffic in front of San Francisco's full house. And I happened to mention the Brady Bunch house from the 70s is still in some neighborhood in California. And now it's okay.
It's on the market for $1.9 million, 3-bed, 2-bath. Reportedly the second most photographed home in the United States.
AstroTurf backyard still?
No word on
it. They never said
that's
it was.
Right.
They acted like it was grass and it wasn't.
Well, Alice is buried in the backyard. That's what's weird. That's what's super
and
weird.
And Sam.
Was that the little kid?
No, Sam's
the butcher.
No, I want the blonde kid back there too.
Yeah, that was Oliver.
Oliver.
Yeah,
Oliver.
They buried his ass too. No, but Sam was the butcher.
Sam was buried. Yeah.
Oliver probably comes around drunk, all ketamined out. I want to see my friends.
Yeah, everybody hated Oliver.
I used to be somebody.
Chris lives there, so he probably doesn't visit the tourist site.
No. Yeah. Go past the Brady Bunch home. I like to see that myself.
So this is the second most photographed home in the United States.
Graceland?
No.
Oh, that's a great guess.
The White House. Number one is kind of an what?
It's not the White House?
It is.
Okay, got it.
The White House.
Yeah. I find that a little odd. It's a house.
Well, what's the third one then?
I don't know.
The Family Matters house.
Yeah.
That's third.
The 227 brownstone. You remember the 227 brownstone?
That's right.
The Griffin house from Family Guy.
Well, the White House.
Stop in front of that all the time.
It's been around a long time, so it stands to reason that it's been photographed a lot.
Well, yes, it does.
Graceland was a great guess, though. Yeah.
Yep. Great news here. The FBI trying to track down nuclear material stolen from a government van in San Antonio, Texas. What these guys were doing, the FBI, was they sent a couple guys to get some leftover radioactive stuff from school or something.
Mm-hmm. McDonald's.
And to make sure that they were getting the right stuff, they bring along a sample of what they know is the right stuff, and they get over there and they compare it, you know, using their fancy machines and whatnot. And okay, this really is radium or whatever.
So
it is
it's like
they were
a cocaine
for.
Deal, basically.
And so they stop.
Dip their pinky in the radium.
They stop for the night somewhere.
What is this?
And
crap?
Left their samples out in the car. Somebody stole them.
Oh my God! It's like Back to the Future.
Yeah. So
what are they going to do with it?
I want to know. There's some juvenile delinquent going. I think it's Play-Doh.
Right. Got it on a chain or something.
Yeah. Right. Now they have superpowers.
Well, just look for the kid that gets cancer in 6 months. You know, you're carrying that stuff around. Something bad's going to happen to you.
Now the stolen samples themselves, there's not enough to make it into a bomb.
Especially if
but
you're just
we
a
have so
in the neighborhood.
Much stuff missing.
Yeah.
That if you were to put all of them together, you could do some real damage.
You all find each other.
It's like Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah.
Somebody might get fired here.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Don't leave it in the car.
You left it where?
But you probably can't bring it in the bar with you either.
No.
Hey man, what's in the canister? Just some radioactive stuff.
Don't worry about it.
Nah, man, you're gonna have to take that outside.
All right, I'll put it in the car.
Fine. Yeah. Will you hold my margarita? All right, I'll be back.
According to a Facebook post from the Austin Fire Department, firefighters were called to the tortilla chip factory because cases of food waste spontaneously combusted, setting the building on fire.
We need a whole bunch of queso.
Yeah.
Chips catch on fire?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
Well, yeah.
That's why you can't smoke
meat. Oh, the oil. Okay.
You got to put them in oil.
I was going to say, watch your pantry today. You
know? The fire department said tortilla chips are a big business around these parts, so imagine how distressed we were to be called to a fire at a tortilla chip factory.
how distressed.
No! Not the chips! Not the... Why couldn't it have been the school or the hospital?
Exactly! That's exactly right. Oh, my God. The chips. Well, to go without chips for, like, I don't know, 4 hours.
Call the tortilla factory. Tell them to start putting stuff out.
Right. The factory had been trying out a new method for dealing with the waste from making the chips, and then 3 days later, they all caught fire. So that didn't work out for them.
No, proof of concept there.
Nope.
What waste is there? I mean, the oils.
Oil.
Oh, I don't
know. That's it. I mean, are they just the chips that didn't make the cut?
Yeah.
We're going to blow this place.
Yeah. The Runt Chips.
Some burners.
We're going to show you.
That's a great band name, the Runt Chips.
The Runt Chips.
That is,
sort of. You never see any burners in a tortilla chip bag, though, do you?
What, like cell phones?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. What? I got a burner.
Oh, you mean like, okay. the old Runt chip and a regular bag of chips. Yeah, you don't.
And there's a long white T-shirt in here. I think Tostitos wants me to sell drugs.
a long white T-shirt.
Why are you out here? I bought a bag of chips. It felt right. Anyway, 2 caps for $20. Otherwise, move on.
And I got this uranium.
Oh, yeah, and I also have this uranium if you need it.
You interested? Yeah.
Chris Porter, funnyboatomaha.com to see Chris this weekend. No, just Friday and Saturday, tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah, he's
two shows each.
He's not a Sunday guy.
He would be.
I would be. I don't even know how that sentence ends. He would be, but America.
Yeah.
America.
Well, maybe you could do some freelance on Sunday night.
He's flying
what,
back
like
to
freelance
see
comedy?
Yeah.
No, that's just a guy being a dick at the end of the bar.
I remember. I love that. Plus, it doesn't pay freelance comedy at the end of the bar.
No.
I love the memory. Years ago, I remember you saying that you were doing a podcast for like a month. You said you realized it was doing radio without getting paid.
Yeah.
So, exactly. Why do it? It's stupid. There's a lot of guys still doing it. Radio without getting paid.
Well, now they figured out how to monetize it.
Some of them have. You're right.
Yeah. But it's too late.
Yeah. I'm looking at a couple of guys who are doing radio without getting paid.
Tony.
And Chris.
Tony. Yeah.
Yeah.
You start a podcast today, you might as well start a soda company as well, because you're going to get buried.
That's a good point. That is such a good point.
Out of Lafayette, Indiana, 56-year-old Brian K. Myers cut out the crotch of his pants and then went to the pool at the Cambridge Estates Apartments.
Well, you would.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Exposing himself to people there. Now, this is about 3:20 in the afternoon, and it gets a little creepy here, but there's no damage done.
Come on, kids. Daddy's got to masturbate.
It's audio. 3 o'clock Friday afternoon. He goes to the apartment pool, picks up a 3-year-old child whose mother noticed Myers' penis hanging out of his pants. The mother grabbed her child and called police. Officers found Mr. Myers in his apartment. They also found several pairs of pants with the crotch cut out.
Yeah, it's hard to get it right the first time.
So he basically looked like he had chaps on, jean chaps.
That's what it seems
with
like.
With no underwear. Right.
Were they husky?
No word on that. I don't think so.
Just picture what this guy looks like coming, just walking into the pool with just a hole cut
in his pants.
Like, dude, I think you messed up the directions.
Aren't those the Brett Favre trousers?
Yeah, that's right.
Those are the crotchless husky jeans.
All his pants are like that.
And he picked up a kid he didn't even know?
Yeah.
What a freak job, man.
Hey, man, nice ween. can you put my kid down?
Nice ween. Nice ween.
Could you put my kid down?
Listen, you can have it out or you can pick up my kid. You can't do both. This is a public place.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
All right.
BMW is putting a new ride-sharing service in Seattle. They want to compete with Uber and Lyft. Now, the difference here is...
Just Beamers pick you up?
Yeah, the drivers are full-time employees hired by third-party transportation companies.
That's a cab.
You can get the car immediately or schedule the ride up to a week in advance. Plus, you can customize your ride with specific preferences for car temperature and the radio station when you get in.
Man, getting hoity-toity now.
Yeah, I don't know how this compares. Well, they're looking at $2.40 a mile.
I think Uber is what? The car can't be more than 10 years old? I think that's
something like that.
Yeah. 10 years, right?
Have you ever been in one that like barely made the cut?
You know what? I kind of was in one once, but I spent my life in crappy cars, like we all have. So it was clean.
As long as I'm not sitting on a Cheeto.
But I got in it because you have to have four doors. So I got in the back seat. I'm thinking, this is like a 07 Taurus. This barely it barely makes the cut. But it was clean. The guy was nice. Yeah. But you're right. I'm sure you've got some crappy ones. Huh?
$5 Uber.
Right.
Mercedes.
Right.
Every time.
Right.
And then I take the Lyft to the airport.
Right.
And it's some dude's 04 Sonata. He's like, oh, I had my dogs back there yesterday. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't sit in the middle. I got it all as much as I could. But we got to figure out what's up with his food.
Petey does a lot of Uber, too. So basically, they're fairly nice cars, mainly. Yeah.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
We had the Uber Lux around here.
Yeah.
$5 Uber Lux.
Yeah.
$5? I've never got into dog hair cars.
Because they always upgrade. Like, whenever you do the show, it's like, oh, we upgraded you for free, so now you're riding in the Lux.
Right.
You're like, sweet. Can we do that on the way to the airport? Like, right?
No.
That'd be hilarious.
Nobody in a nice car wants to drive to the airport. Is that the deal in L.A.?
Oh, no, that's the money, because it's like a $50 ride.
Right,
it's also going to take you 9 hours sometimes.
Yeah, what's the nicest Uber car you've ever gotten into?
Probably an Escalade, like a souped out Escalade.
Yeah,
but you can, in LA, there's black, and then they have Lux, which is like, has to be like a Maserati or stuff like that. And it's like $30 to go from
Your
here
face is a
to
Maserati.
The next door.
Chris Porter with us. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.